Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest. Like you lost your way, took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the
everybody that's listening, you're tuned into the Ask Sophia show here on G Radio, and I'm your host Sophia, and today we are going to be diving into the subject of gratitude and the science behind it. So go and grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's see what we can do talking about gratitude. Have you ever actually sat back and stopped to think about the impact that gratitude can have on our well-being? Because it's something that I do all the time. It turns out that expressing gratitude, it's not just a polite gesture. It's a powerful, and it is very powerful, tool that can improve our mental and our physical state. But what should we actually be doing? You know, how can gratitude affect our lives? So I want to start with the basics and ask, you know, what exactly is gratitude? You know, it means different things to different people. But for me, gratitude is a positive emotion that involves acknowledging and appreciating the really good things in our lives. It's about recognizing the blessings, whether they're big or whether they are small, and expressing thanks for them. When we actually show gratitude, we shift our focus from what is lacking to what we already have, and that leads to a much more positive outlook on life. So it's really important, I think. It's a necessity in life that we are grateful for what we have. So first and foremost, actually, if anybody wants to call in, because I know it's very early hours in New York City. However, in the UK, it's early morning, so and people are driving to work. You're welcome to call in if you get If you're sitting at home and you want to give us a call and you want to share some of your stories, you can call us if you're outside of the US on 001-563-999-3555. And the chat room is open as well, so feel free to call in. So going back to what I was saying, what are some of the practical ways we can actually incorporate gratitude into our daily lives? One for me of the most popular methods, and I've done this for years, and I'm going to give you a personal example. Every day, I take a moment to actually write three things down that I am actually grateful for. It could be something as simple as a beautiful sunset or a kind gesture, you know, from a friend, or it could be, you know, I'm thankful for my children or for the food that I'm eating. You know, just simple things that I am grateful for every single day. It just makes me feel better. It makes my soul feel better knowing that I'm grateful for what I have. And it attracts more positive energy to me. I know it does. So another way that, you know, we express or I express gratitude is directly to others. So if anybody in my network or people that I'm speaking to, I take the time, you know, I actually take the time to say to someone, thank you. A simple thank you can make a huge difference for somebody. You know, they could be having a really bad day, and, you know, you could be just going up to somebody and thanking them for their services or for the work that they're doing. It just resonates. It just gives that person, you know, a greater feeling of appreciation, that somebody actually appreciates them for what they're doing. So, you know, that for me is a really important area. I just think kindness is a big area that falls into gratitude as well. When you're kind to people, it can really, you know, elevate your vibration. And I'm into that. And we're going to go quite into depth on, you know, gratitude as well, because I think it all sort of gratitude and being very kind and positive all fits in one bracket for me. So a simple practice of, you know, can have really profound effects. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's not just for adults, by the way, and it's really important as parents and as adults, we're instilling, you know, gratitude into children from a very, very early age, as it, for me, I think, can have a very long-lasting effect, you know, effects for children. You know, if parents can encourage gratitude by, you know, modeling it themselves, teaching children to say thank you and encouraging them to reflect on the positive aspects of their lives, it's going to make a big difference. You know, nurturing gratitude in our children will then allow them, or we equip them with a valuable tool for resilience, also for empathy and, you know, overall well-being. So I think it's really important that we go, you know, and we discuss, you know, that side of things. It's not just about what we think about and how we do it. We need to instill that into our children as well. But I'm going to give you a prime example, because I'm going to touch on this later on in the show. You know, I use gratitude in my life every day because I've been in a situation where, you know, I think everybody in the world has probably experienced a time when they have been at their ultimate low. And, you know, expressing gratitude for what I have and remembering, you know, what I have that is amazing in my life. For example, my most wonderful and beautiful children, you know, a loving family, and amazing friends and colleagues. It really does make a huge difference to how you feel. And going back to what I was saying, I write a journal every day, and I actually write in my journal three things that I'm grateful for. And I'll also write in my journal things about being grateful for things that I want to come into my life. I shouldn't really use the word want because it's a state of lack. But, you know, things that I desire, let's use that word. And it's actually worked. Doing those things, you know, it has made a huge difference for me over the last 12 to 18 months. It makes you focus on what you want to achieve. And I think by writing it down, you're cementing that. By writing it down, it's a constant reminder for you to be able to read that this is what we should be grateful for. This is what we are, you know, that this is what we're here for. This is what we're living for. It just shifts your focus. So gratitude, it redirects your attention from what you lack to what you already have. And by acknowledging and appreciating the blessings that we have, and the abundance and the positive aspects of our lives, we then shift our focus to the present moment. And that in itself then brings the joy and the fulfillment that you need. It also helps us to raise our own vibration. You hear me talk about vibration because, you know, everything that we do, everything that we exude is energy, our vibration. So gratitude is a high vibration emotion. And when you genuinely feel grateful, you emit positive energy into the universe, let's say the universe. And this higher vibrational state aligns your energy with the frequencies of abundance and the manifestation, which I am really very big into it. And it makes things easier to attract what you desire. It's really important that we focus on that, you know. So be really specific about what you desire and what you're grateful for. Also, another thing that I do on a daily basis is positive affirmations. You know, gratitude will always complement, you know, positive affirmations or your intentions, positive intentions, by expressing it out loud, by talking it every morning, every evening, whatever, however you do it, it works. The things that you desire, the things that you want to try and attract into your life, be grateful if they've already manifested. Be grateful, for that. It really is very positive. But I have a caller, and I'd like to say hello, but I'm not sure exactly. Let me just double check. Let me see if we can get through. Are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am. I surely am. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm very well. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
I'm very well. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I'm calling from Mesa, Arizona. You know, I've been going all day since 7 this morning. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm just getting in.
Oh, well, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. How can I help you? Do you have a question?
Amen. I have some power words to start my day. I want to read it to you. And it goes, stand by real quick, I'm just pulling it up. you were talking about affirmations and start my day every day. And it goes, I'm sorry, I was in another window.
Okay, I can't hear you very well. That's better. I can hear you a little bit better now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right. This is the day, my day. I will control over what I can and release that which I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor shall overcome frustration. For every yes, I secure the victory. For every no, I plant the seed. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I'm loved. Each humble moment, I'm thankful. For I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many. The unborn, the sick, the incarcerated, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by Almighty, faithful for all, I shall prevail. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I love it.
Amen.
I love it. That is wonderful. And, you know, doesn't that make you feel great? Can I just ask you a question? When you say those words, doesn't it just emit radiance all over your, just over you generally? I just think it's an amazing way to start the day and also to end your day. I think,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, I don't know whether you agree, you know, we should be, you know, speaking these things in the morning, in the afternoon, even if it's by saying one or two sentences, you know, even
you don't
have to say them out loud. You can think them, you know. I'm so grateful that you've called in, sir. Can I just take your name? I didn't take your name. What was your name?
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And my number's on the board.
Goodness.
Please call me after the show is over because I would love to talk to you. Because you sound like you're a positive, enlightening person, and I want to change the world. And I can't do it by myself. So,
well, amen to that.
I'll send you some information.
You're welcome. Yeah, please, and you can get into the chat room if you want to leave your email in the chat room. Please feel free to do that. And I'll definitely get in touch. I really appreciate all of my callers and I appreciate all of my listeners all around the world. And we have a huge following now that is really following, you know, starting to grow. And if I can help with bringing positivity to this world, which we need, then I would, you know, you calling in has made, you know, a big difference for me. So thank you very, very much. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go to a quick break and I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. So thank you. Thank you again for calling.
Break it down for me. Yeah.
girl.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sophia on the Ask Sophia show here on G Radio New York City. So let me just reiterate. Let's go back slightly and just reiterate what we've been discussing. That music really lifting me back up. My vibration has gone even higher. Yeah, we were talking about and how expressing gratitude can be a powerful tool in the practice of manifestation. So when you show gratitude, we cultivate a very positive mindset. That's what we're you know, very focused on doing. And you amplify your intentions. So to attract more of what you appreciate into your life. So one of the points we discussed, and again, we'll just reiterate, shifting your focus. Gratitude redirects your attention from what you lack. So this is for an update for people who are just tuning in with us. You know, making sure that, you know, gratitude redirects your attention from what you lack to what you already have. By acknowledging and appreciating that, you know, blessings and abundance and positive aspects of your life, you actually shift your focus to the present moment. So it's really important, you know, important that we, you know, do that. That is what's going to bring a lot of joy and a lot of fulfillment. The next area that we were talking about was raising our vibration. So something as simple as listening to that music that's just been played here on the show can lift your, you know, can lift your vibration. Positive things, music, you know, gratitude is a really, really high vibration emotion. So when you genuinely feel grateful, you emit a positive energy, and this vibrational state aligns your energy with the frequencies of the abundance and manifestation that you're, you know, that you're making it, you know, easier to attract what you desire. And the third point that we were talking about before we went to break was enhancing positive affirmations. So gratitude, compliments, positive affirmations or intentions by expressing, you know, those gratitudes for things that you desire. And if you've already manifested it, you're reinforcing that belief and the realization that, you know, that this has happened. So it's really important that we sort of outline and increase, you know, increase our desire about it and always sort of be thankful for what we have. Now, this is probably one of the most important things for me. And this point in particular, it's cultivating a positive mindset. You know, if I'm a huge believer of what you put out into the world is what you're going to attract back into your universe, as we would call it, into your area, into your field. So when you have a positive mindset, you're going to attract positivity back into you. So it helps you to cultivate a positive mind. When you have a positive mindset, by shifting your perspective, you know, to a much more optimistic and appreciate the, you know, and have an appreciative outlook rather than a negative outlook. When you're doing that, you're making things more of what's the word I'm looking for? It places your gratitude. You're releasing the resistance of negativity, let's put it that way, and doubt, and allowing, you know, the manifestation process to unfold more smoothly. So it's really important. If I can give any advice, you know, try and be positive. Even when you are feeling at your worst, try and believe. And I saw a short snippet actually from one of I'm not going to mention the actor, but it was an actor that that stated, even when you don't believe, because that is going to emit a positive frequency, which then will emit and bring back to you a positive vibration. So it is. Some people might think this is a lot of hocus pocus. I'm sure there are people out there all over the world that are probably listening into the show and think, yes, I agree, or no, I don't. But I can only talk about my personal experiences, and I know because I've seen both sides of the coin. You know, I have had times when I've been at my lowest and not been able to be positive. However, I taught myself through meditation and lots of things that I've learned over the years to always look at on the brighter side of things, because at the end of the day, we have to always remember that we can never always control, you know, control the controllables. You know, if you can't control anything, what's the point in stressing over it? And stress is just a negative emotion. So I try not to stress over anything. You know, there'll always be a solution to any issue. So always be positive from that perspective. You will always find a solution. There is always a solution to everything. It's just finding it, and it takes time to do that. The next point that I want to sort of talk about is the feeling of abundance, how that, you know, works with what we're doing. Expressing the gratitude for what we already have, it actually, you know, it creates a sense of abundance within us. The feeling of that abundance then helps dissolve those feelings of scarcity, you know, the feelings of lack, and it opens us up to receiving more of what we appreciate. So as you focus on positive aspects of your life, you really do attract more positive experiences and opportunities. You know, I don't know for you, but for me, you know, when I've been positive and I'm thinking to myself in my mind, and I'm like, I really need to do such. I want to be able to, you know, positive opportunity. You know, things happen. The universe has a way of bringing things into your life that you just would never imagine. And that's what's happened for me over the last 12 to 18 months. So, you know, I'm talking, like I said, from my own opinion, but also from my own experiences. So I this was a really important, you know, subject for me to discuss, because although I'm not an expert in this field, I know that it works because I've experienced that. And like I said, I'm going to talk about, you know, some experiences that I've also had. But gratitude. Some people have turned around to me and said, what have you got to be grateful for? You know, there's been times when people say to me, what have I got to be grateful for? And I'll sit down and I'll say to them, okay, let's sit down and look at what you have. You should be grateful, or be grateful that you're actually alive and able to breathe, and you're here today to live another day and to be able to, you know, do what you desire and try and do what makes you happy. The fact that we're alive and that we have, you know, air to breathe, and there are people that have seen the light of day, you know, who have lost their lives the night before or whatever it may be. We have to be grateful. Honestly, we really need to be grateful for what we have. One of the other points that I wanted to discuss with you is strengthening your connection with the universe. Gratitude is a really amazing way to acknowledge, you know, how you connect between yourself and the universe by expressing gratitude. You show the appreciation for the support, the synchronicities and the manifestations that have already occurred in your life. And this then strengthens your bond with the universe. So like I discussed earlier, I actually meditate quite considerably. And, you know, when I'm feeling low, one of the things that I try and do is to ground myself, you know, whether it be going out for a short walk, ground myself with nature, or, you know, go and breathe some fresh air, or spend some time with the people that I love. You know, my children, my family, my friends. I find that when I connect and I have more time with the people that I love, or I actually take time for myself, then I feel that it's, you know, certainly something that helps me to refocus. And I think refocusing on what we want to either achieve or what we want to attract into our lives sometimes will help us to get there quicker. And it does for me. So when I have any doubt in my mind about anything in particular, and I'm a bit of a Greek whirlwind. That's what I'm known as. For those of you who don't know, I have a Greek heritage, but they call me the Greek whirlwind because I am literally flying around constantly, you know, doing one thing. And sometimes we forget to just sit back and take in what we need, you know, and express how we feel. You know, whether it be gratitude or happiness or, you know, anything like that. So I really feel it's important that we just take some time out for ourselves every day, even if it's 10 minutes every day. Just take some time out for yourself and go through your affirmations. Or some people feel uncomfortable doing that. I think when I first started 3 years ago I really started doing this. I struggle to be able to sit there and sort of say all of these affirmations out loud, because I found it hard to listen to. You know, I think a lot of people sometimes when they're talking these affirmations don't believe them. And I think one of the things that we have to remember is when you're talking about being grateful, or you are expressing and verbalizing that, you have to feel that. It's not about going through the actions. It's not about just saying the words. You have to genuinely feel it in your soul. You need to know that what you are expressing is heartfelt, that it is from deep within you. Because we can all just say, oh, thanks for this, thanks for that, but not mean it. And that does not emit the right vibration. So remembering that genuine and heartfelt gratitude, it is absolutely key, going through the motions, but truly, truly feeling and embodying that appreciation. And by incorporating gratitude into your manifestation practice, you are then aligning yourself with the energy of abundance. And that will attract positive experiences, and it will create a really solid ground for, you know, your desires to manifest. You know, we always have to build a foundation. We can't build a house on no foundations. So, you know, I state it very clearly. You know, we need to build the foundations first. And sometimes it will take time to do that. But once you've built a solid foundation, you are then able to develop, you know, the gratitude and all of the feelings and things that you require to make things happen for you. So I wanted to come up with a few things that, you know, and there's not many, but I just wanted to go through certain examples. You know, like I said at the beginning, you know, a simple thank you, you know, sincerely, saying a simple thank you sincerely and often is going to make a big difference for people and for yourself, you know. And also writing down, like I said, scripting, writing a heartfelt thank you, a note or a letter to somebody, then, you know, again, that's another way of actually expressing your gratitude. Gifts, I think gifts are as important, but, you know, a thoughtful gift, you know, somebody that likes chocolates or something like that. It doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about anything like that. It's just something small that will, you know, express your gratitude to that other person is something that I think we should look at. Again, I'm just going to jump to another quick break, and we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes.
Jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet. Redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time. Welcome back, everybody. So we're talking about gratitude and how we should be intertwining this into our lives. And one of the areas that I also wanted to cover before we finish this show today is the other emotions that are attached to gratitude and how, you know, how it can evoke within ourselves. So I'm just going to go through a few that I feel are really important. So I think joy is a really important thing to discuss, because joy and happiness, when you can actually evoke a deep sense of joy and happiness, is when the blessings actually come. And I feel that that is such a prevalent, you know, part of, you know, of life, feeling joy. Love is another area that I think is very closely linked to gratitude. When you express gratitude, you acknowledge the love and kindness you receive from others, and that you may also feel a profound love and appreciation of the people and the experiences and the things that you're actually grateful for. Appreciation, absolutely. I think this is one of the biggest areas. You know, gratitude and appreciation, they go in hand. And when you express gratitude,
you also show genuine appreciation for the value, you know, and the significance of someone or something. You're recognizing, you know, the positive impact on your, you know, on your life. Gratitude can bring out a real sense of contentment and peace. It always allows you to be satisfied with, you know, what you have, which leads into a state of inner, you know, how can I put this? Probably inner tranquility is probably the word I'm looking for, and acceptance. Another area that I think is unbelievably important is humility. Gratitude often accompanies a sense of humility. It reminds you that, again, that life and the contributions of others, you know, recognizing that you are supported and influenced by external factors, you know, you cultivate a humble sort of perspective. Always be humble. You know, I think this is a really big area that should, you know, should be taken on very, very seriously. You know, be humble. Whatever happens, be humble. Generosity is another area, and gratitude that I think should, you know, inspire everybody. The spirit of generosity, when you feel grateful for what you have, you may be more inclined to share your blessings and give them back to others, which is a big thing for me. You know, huge philanthropists are, you know, involved, and just generally, you know, the general public that want to help others, part and parcel. Also, trust, you know, gratitude can enhance the feelings of trust and faith. When you express gratitude, you acknowledge the positive experiences and the manifestations in your life, and that reinforces the trust in the, in like I said, the universe and the process, and in people as well. And it gives you a sense of optimism as well. This is another thing. These are all, by the way, these are all things that I, you know, I associate with gratitude. So optimism, you know, by focusing on the positive aspects of your life and expressing gratitude, you cultivate a very optimistic outlook. That way you're believing that more blessings are on their way. So very important to remember that. Serenity. Gratitude can bring about a sense of serenity and inner peace. Very important. And fulfillment. The final one that I would say, it's deeply connected to fulfillment. By appreciating what you have, you will feel a sense of completeness and satisfaction. And that way, if you're recognizing that you have everything you need to live a fulfilling life, then, you know, life is good, and we've got to remember that life is good, and we should always appreciate what we have. Now, thank you for listening about gratitude. I just wanted, it's a topic that was really important to me, but I want to share my gratitude to everybody that is listening to the show. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am to every single one of you that takes the time to actually listen in and listen to my show. Listen, I am so grateful that this is happening for me, that I'm being able to give my voice. You know, my voice can be heard, and that I can talk about subjects that are important to me. But I wanted to just say a huge thank you to everybody for listening and supporting me, and who is following me on social media and supporting me. The amount of messages that I've been getting through has been phenomenal, and I thank you. You can contact me via email if you'd like. Please go to my website. It's www.asksophia.show. So please, feel free to contact me through my web, you know, through my website. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is I obviously mention it on each of my shows. Myself and my business partner, Greg, have written an amazing children's book, Emma's European Adventure, which is due out at the end of July, beginning of August. And we have, again, I need to express my gratitude for this. We have had a huge response from people that are supporting us in this new area. It's something that, it's a dream that I am realizing. It's something that I've always wanted to do. And I am eternally grateful to everybody that's actually, you are able to pre-order your book, and you're welcome to pre-order your book. You need to go to www.emmasfabulousadventures.com, and you're able to order your book. And Greg and I will happily sign that for you. We'll autograph that book for you. So, again, I just want to express my sincere gratitude to everybody. Listen, next week we will be back at the normal time, which is 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, Eastern Standard Time. So I'm actually off to the polo tomorrow, everybody, here. And that's why we've done the show today. And I just want to thank everybody again for listening. Thank you so, so much. And we will be with you again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you again.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know if you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe. They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.